Greg Abbott wants the Secretary of Homeland Security to be removed from office. It's Thursday, July 27th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. If you're enjoying the content and the format, please let your friends know and encourage them to subscribe. And if you're not liking it, well, then maybe let's just keep this between us, okay? Let's get to the news. Without the typical pomp and circumstance associated with major legislation, Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law elements of the property tax relief plan passed during the second special session. The muted signing reflects just how contentious the atmosphere had become in getting the measure passed. The elements requiring Abbott's signature increase the homestead exemption to $100,000 and uses around $7 billion to additionally buy down or compress local school property taxes. The measures also create a three-year pilot program capping appraisals on non-homesteaded properties under $5 million in value. Lastly, the exemption from the state's business franchise tax is increased from $1 million to $2.47 million. The third element is a constitutional amendment that bypasses the governor and will be on the ballot on November 7th, 2023. The sexually charged drag queen Christmas will be touring Texas later this year, but with a notable change. The program will now be restricted to adults. Marketed in the past to families with children, the performance has featured simulated sex, partial nudity, inappropriate costumes, and explicit songs and dialogue between performers and audience members. This year, the Texas legislature passed Senate Bill 12 to ban sexual performances, including drag shows, in front of children. Governor Greg Abbott signed the measure into law in June, and it will take effect on September 1st. Following the example of Keller Independent School District, Carroll ISD is the latest to adopt policies keeping boys out of girls' restroom facilities. Opponents claimed the new policies would create a hostile environment for the district's LGBTQ students. The Carroll ISD trustees rejected that argument, voting unanimously to adopt rules requiring students to use the bathroom facilities that correspond to the biological sex listed on their birth certificate. The trustees also enacted a prohibition on teachers being compelled to use preferred pronouns. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
During an interview yesterday with Chris Salcedo on Newsmax, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the Secretary of Homeland Security should be removed from office. Abbott was asked about Alejandro Mayorkas' opposition to Texas' new buoy barriers that have been placed in the Rio Grande to combat illegal crossings between ports of entry. Earlier this week, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit in federal court against the border barriers. Here's what Abbott had to say.
He's in charge of Homeland Security, and he's made the homeland more insecure than any Homeland Security secretary ever. He needs to be removed.
The governor also took aim at the Biden administration's lack of transparency on who's actually coming across the southern border. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Walton, Sully Rice, and Emily Medeiros. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.